Sweet, sweet sister friend, I am so excited about season 2 of the Laced with Grace Fully Embraced podcast. I'm so excited to dive deeper into our relationship with Christ together, deeper into our love of our bodies and being grateful for the temple that God has given us to care for, to nourish, to exercise, to work out, for worship, and not just weight loss, and to really, really focus and make Him the center and the foundation, the motivation of our fitness journey. Because I truly believe if we make Him the foundation of our fitness journey, it becomes much more doable. It becomes less overwhelming. It becomes much more fulfilling. And I'm excited to grow in this with you. Let's get it. Let's go. All right, sister. So we're going to keep diving into this series of God made food and doing food God's way. Last week we talked about protein. The week before we talked about God made carbohydrates. This week we're going to talk about God made fat sources. So God made fat sources, a lot of people try to, you know, avoid fats because they think eating fat is going to make them fat. And that's actually so freaking far from the truth. Fat plays such an important role in our health, our overall energy, our hormone production, vitamin absorption. Fat is actually going to be satiating to our appetite, just like protein and carbs. Mind you, like, as I've told you this, like, every food group or every, like, macronutrient that we've talked about so far, satiates us. So it satiates us. But the thing is choosing the right God-made sources. A lot of times we're not satiated in our nutrition, or not satiated in what we're putting into our bodies, our nutrition, because we are filling it. We're filling it with voids. We're filling it with foods that are empty calories, that are not nourishing to our bodies. But if we're choosing God-made sources for our fats, for our carbohydrates, for our proteins, notice that all of them are satiating. Okay. It makes our hair and skin look healthy, eating fats and smooth. So your hair and skin and nails are going to look smoother. They're going to be silkier. They're going to be healthier overall. Including healthy fats in our diet helps reduces disease like diabetes, heart disease, obesity, improves our overall cholesterol levels. Fats are, let me go into this a little bit deeper. So there are different kinds of fats, and I'm just going to do some education here. And this may be somewhat boring for some of y'all, but it's also really good information that you need to know. Again, while I'm going through this, I need you to remember, we are not hyper fixated on numbers. We are not obsessive about numbers. That is not God's way of doing things. And this is another reason, like, why, and I'm going to talk more about this later in this episode, because we're going to talk about making a God-made plate too. I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on all of that. But one thing that I really, really focus on now is just really learning how to listen to my body, really learning how to just eye portions of foods. And when I'm full, I'm full. When I'm hungry, I'm hungry. And when I'm looking at portions, I make sure that I just don't overeat. And I do eat a lot of small meals throughout the day, but that typically is what works well for me. Maybe that doesn't work well for you and you do a lot of fasting. You've found that fasting works best for you, or a certain kind of nutrition program works best for you, and it's time nutrition, or it's other things that you are working on. There's lots of different things out there, but I want to overwhelm you with that. But just remember that, like, we are not hyper fixated on grams and calories and numbers and the scale and inches and measurements. And, like, the moment we get hyper fixated on it is the moment it starts to control us. And anything that controls us outside the Lord, anything that has our attention and that we are more so, like, worshiping, and it becomes more important than the Lord, that becomes an idol. So literally measuring your food, looking at your caloric intake, being obsessive about those numbers, those things can become idols in your life. And that's something you want to be really careful about. So, and I've been there. I've done that. Okay. That's why I'm saying that. Like, I get that. I've struggled with that. And we're trying to get away from that, okay, in this way of doing God-made foods and God-made nutrition. So there are two different, there's different kinds of fats. There is unsaturated fats, which are the healthy fats. And there are two types of those unsaturated fats. There's unsaturated fats, which are MUFAs, and there's polyunsaturated fats, which are PUFAs. These fats, these good fats, are going to decrease our inflammation and help us improve our high-density lipoprotein, which are called your HDL cholesterol, okay? That's known as the good cholesterol and triglycerides. And triglycerides are not bad, but the good cholesterol are HDLs. Now, these good unsaturated fats, these healthy fats, are also going to help us lower the lousy or the low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is the one we don't want. That's the bad, quote-unquote, cholesterol. So if you're having trouble understanding and remembering all the way through school, like I would think about, like, the high-density lipoprotein is your good one, but then the LDL is a lousy. So it starts with an L, right? So your LDL, your low-density lipoprotein, are going to be your lousy cholesterol. That's the one we don't want. So it's often referred to the bad cholesterol. The bad cholesterol goes straight into our arteries and sticks to the walls. When that happens, then the arteries often can lead to, you know, they can harden, which often leads to strokes, which often leads to heart attacks and other disease processes and things that we end up getting sick. And so that's why it's really, really important for us to have the higher high density cholesterols, to have those ones be, you know, higher up, the lipoprotein be higher up, and high density lipoprotein. And then the lousy one being lower. And so those good healthy fats, those unsaturated fats, are what's going to help us, which again, the healthy ones are the MUFAs, which are the monounsaturated, and then the PUFAs, which is the polyunsaturated. Those are the healthy ones. Okay, so if you're looking at labels and you're not understanding what all that means, I would just write this down. It'll eventually, like, stick with you. I would basically just look at the lousy cholesterol versus the, you know, the good cholesterol, the HDLs versus the LDLs, and just realizing that the LDLs are the lousy one, and that's the one that ends up hardening arteries and leads to heart attacks and strokes and things like that. So what are some good God-made fats? Some good God-made fats are going to obviously lower blood pressure, cholesterol, and the risk of your heart disease. And those sources that we can look at are like nuts, your almonds, hazelnuts, pecans, those are all monounsaturated. Avocados, monounsaturated. Olive, peanut, and canola oils are also monounsaturated. I wish that my family is like texting me up the wazoo right now, and it's completely distracting me. I'm so sorry. But olive, peanut, and canola oils are also monounsaturated. Peanut and almond nut butters are monounsaturated. Walnuts, flax seeds, fatty fishes have good polyunsaturated omega-3s in it, obviously, you know, getting some good fish in there. Foods that are high in saturated fats, which is actually the one that we don't want, are like fatty meats, poultry with skin, butter, cheese, dairy. Again, these things, I'm gonna like refrain from, you know, telling you, you cannot, like, to not have these things. Having saturated fats in moderation is okay. You're not going to end up getting heart disease. You're not going to, you know, your arteries are not going to harden. Some of us, you know, genetically are more predisposed to that because of, you know, what's been going on in our family. But a lot of times it is choices that we are making, habits that we are making and instilling in our lives. If we're always taking in saturated fats, your health is not going to be the best, okay? Like, you're going to have struggles, you're going to have sickness, you're going to have illness later on down the road. But, and then there, you know, then there's those unicorns that are out there that, like, they eat the most terrible things ever and they live to 115. Like, it just take this with a grain of salt, okay? But being a nurse, I have seen over and over and over again the amount of people that are in the hospital that are sick, that are struggling, that are very unhealthy individuals. It is not just genetics. There are few and far between, yes, that genetically they struggle no matter how healthy they eat, no matter what they've done, they still have heart attacks, they still get diabetes. You know, there's other things that are going on genetically, but the majority of the time, people who are sick, people who are struggling, people who are very unhealthy individuals, it has become part of their lifestyle. And it is the habits that they are choosing. They are choosing the foods that they are eating. They are choosing to be sedentary. They are choosing to not take care of their temple and to not nourish their temple well and to not move their temple well. Okay, they are choosing those things. So saturated fats are going to include your fatty meats, your poultry with skin, your butter, your cheese, your dairy, some well-known baked goods and fried foods. Having those things in moderation is okay, and I believe that's a very healthy thing to do, is having the, I love french fries. Your girl loves me some french fries, okay? If my kids are going through the drive-thru and I have a hankering for french fries, I have some. Because you know what happens if I don't? You know what happens if you don't, like, allow yourself to have a little bit of something? And some people are like, well, I can't allow myself to have a little bit of something, because if I have a little bit of something, I'm going to have a lot of something, and I can't have a lot of something because it's going to end up being a binge. I understand that. But if you have a hankering for something and you learn how to control, you learn how to, first of all, surrender that, okay? You learn how to surrender the binges to the Lord and completely surrender, like, your emotions, your feelings, your struggles with that, and stop self-sabotaging and stop just saying that's who you are, because it's not, okay? That your binge episodes, having struggled with food and nutrition, the more you tell yourself these things, the more the enemy is just going to gravitate towards that and utilize that against you. Stop doing that. I'm saying that with love, okay? Stop saying you suck at nutrition. Stop saying you suck at making healthy choices. Stop saying you suck at eating healthy. Stop saying you suck at being disciplined. The more you say those things, the more you are going to believe it. So start speaking truth over yourself. Okay, you start doing these things and you start, I'm going on a whole new rampage here. Like, this is not even a part of the podcast, but the Lord's taking me there. Okay, we're going with it. But self-sabotaging, taking yourself there, obviously the enemy's going to gravitate towards that. What's going to happen if you start just speaking truth over yourself? Like, knowing who your identity is in Christ and speaking those kind of truths over yourself, speaking those scriptures over yourself. If you have not, I think there's an episode that I have in here. Gosh dang it, I wish I knew the number. But literally the whole episode, it's towards the more of the beginning of the podcast. The whole episode is about speaking truth over you and your identity in Christ and who you are in Christ. Go to that episode. I'm going to put it in the show notes, because now it's going to drive me nuts that I don't know the number. But I'm going to put it in the show notes for you. Go to that episode. I want you to write those things down. I want you to memorize these verses. I want you to memorize these scriptures. And then when you are starting to self-sabotage, when you are starting to speak these negative things over yourself about how much you suck at all this nutrition stuff, how much you suck at all of this exercise stuff, you're going to start speaking these truths over you, okay? And it's gonna put the enemy in his freaking place. Get behind me, Satan. We don't got time for this today, okay? So back to fats, okay? To have a healthy heart, we should enjoy saturated fats in moderation. I just talked about that. But we don't need to eat pizza and hamburgers like every single day. There's nothing wrong with having them occasionally, especially if we're wanting to make healthier versions. There are so many ways to do good, healthy swaps in making some of those healthier decisions, but still enjoying the foods that you absolutely love. Look these things up. I mean, Google should be your best friend. Look up healthier versions of, if you love pizza, look up healthier versions to make some homemade pizza. Like, there are so many options out there. One of my favorite things to do that's super, super simple, if you love pizza like I do, I take just like a whole wheat pita and I get, you know, pizza sauce, and I get my own vegetables, and I get my own cheese, and I put all of those toppings that I absolutely love, or like I love a Hawaiian pizza. So sometimes I get pineapple and I get some ham, and I put on literally just a little pita, like a individual size whole wheat pita. That's a healthier version already. Or putting, there's a barbecue chicken. Oh, it's so good. Barbecue sauce, Stubbs barbecue sauce on a whole wheat pita, and then shredded chicken, black beans, and then I think there's olives on there, and then also putting cheese on there, melting it. Oh my gosh, so freaking good. And if you have an air fryer, even better. Now that sounds so good, I need to go to the grocery. Anyways, that's one of my favorite ways to make pizza, and you're getting protein, you're getting healthy carbs, you're getting things that are better for you than going out and having like pizza that's from takeout, right? Is it the most healthy thing ever? It's the most wholesome thing ever? Are you getting tons of vegetables and stuff? No, not really. But it's way better option than going out and getting it all the time. If you're someone that loves pizza, make it a healthier option way, okay? Some trans fats, which are man-made processed fats. Okay, so these are the ones that are not the best. These are some examples of these trans fats. Packaged crackers and cookies and muffins, anything that's battered or fried, cakes and pies, margarine and shortening, non-dairy coffee creamers, prepackaged frozen meals. All of those things are going to have those trans fats, and that's the man-made fat. So we talked about God-made fats. I just talked to you about options about that. But these are some examples of the processed man-made ones that we don't necessarily want all the time. And these can cause our good cholesterol to go down and our bad cholesterol, our lousy cholesterol, the LDLs, to go up. So we want to try to limit the amount of things that we're taking in when it comes to the trans fats. So all those little things that I just mentioned there, we want to have those in moderation. It's okay, but we want to try to like avoid them as much as possible. Our daily intake, so just some tips and tricks about fats. Our daily intake about fat should be about 20 to 35% of our total calories consumed. That's actually quite a bit. Like we, like I said at the beginning, a lot of people try to avoid fats, and it's actually not the best for us health-wise to avoid fats completely because they do so many amazing things for us. They satiate us, they help us with vitamin absorption, helps our hair, skin, and nails, all those things, and just make sure that we're fuller longer and that we're, you know, fueling ourselves, and it's helping with energy, it's helping with hormone production, all of those things. Fats play such an important role. So 20 to 35% of our total calories should actually be those healthy God-made fats. What else do I want to tell you about fats? I have some examples for you how to swap out some unhealthy fats for some healthier options. I thought this would be helpful for you too, because I know that if you're someone that doesn't, you know, doesn't study nutrition, doesn't really have this background, or hasn't really been someone that's really been interested in this, you may not know these things just off the top of your head. So I want to make sure I share these with you. When you're cooking, try to cook with olive oil instead of like hydrogenated oils. When you're baking, you can swap out butter and use like pumpkin puree or applesauce or maple syrup. Those are some great options. Instead of using croutons on your salad, try walnuts or almonds. Trade mayonnaise. This is a big swap. I do this all the time. Trade like sour cream or mayonnaise out with Greek yogurt, plain Greek yogurt, or avocado. Avocado is great too because it doesn't have a whole lot of flavor. So it has that creaminess to it, but it doesn't actually have a ton of flavor. So you can't really tell the difference. Same with plain Greek yogurt. It has that creaminess to it. If you're looking for a recipe that has mayonnaise in it or sour cream, plain Greek yogurt is a great, great swap. I do this all the time. I do this on my cucumber salads. I do this on and soups and like different chilies that I make in the crock pot or in the Instapot. Eat vegetables with hummus instead of packaged crackers and cheese. So eating that hummus is going to get you that good healthy fat rather than, and cheese is not bad, but it's also, you know, a lot of consumption of dairy can be heavy on the gut and stuff. So there's other reasons for why we would choose hummus over cheese. Trade your fried chicken for like nut crust chicken. There's lots of different recipes like on Pinterest or on Google again that you can like make your own homemade chicken nuggets, or if you're wanting a crusted chicken and you like that fried feeling, like that crunch, make sure you're looking up recipes that you can make your own at home, like a nut crusted chicken. All right. So the second part of this episode, I was going to make this a whole different episode, but I thought, let's just add it in because these nutrition episodes have been kind of short. So how do we make a God-made plate? I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on how to make an actual God-made plate when you are looking at your nutrition, when you're looking at, you know, what your plan is for the week, and anytime you're eyeing food, those kind of things. I'm going to help you with having some of those tips and tricks in the back and putting them in your tool belt, knowing how to make your plate each day. Fill half of your plate up with vegetables. You can also add some fruit, obviously, but the more colorful your plate is, the more likely you are to get the vitamins, the minerals, and the fiber that your body actually needs to be healthy. Look at how purposely God created our food. So there's so many foods, obviously, but let's go through how he created and purposely created our food. So red foods are your cherries, pomegranates, red peppers, tomatoes, radishes, raspberries, and these protect against cancer and heart disease. Okay, so your heart is red. That just look at that. All right, so we're looking how purposely God made our foods. Purple and blue foods: eggplant, blueberries, plums, grapes, turnips. Blackberries are all great for your heart and cognitive health. They fight cancer and support healthy aging. Green foods: broccoli, spinach, avocado, kiwi, kale, melons support eye health, liver function, and wound healing. Okay, this is a lot of information, but this is so freaking good. Yellow and orange foods: sweet potatoes, carrots, oranges, papaya, pineapple, butternut squash support the immune system, protecting against cancers, adding in our heart health, and contributing to good vision and healthy skin. And then white foods: onions, garlic, bananas, mushrooms, pears, cauliflower, all beneficial, again, for our heart health, lowering the risk of some of these cancers, and easing inflammation. Okay, so that's how God purposely created all of our food. It's just so freaking awesome. I also love it. The second tip I have for you is adding a serving of protein. God made protein sources, including not only fish, seafood, poultry, meat, dairy, but also beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. So lots of different options for when it comes to adding protein into your nutrition. We already went over protein and why it's so beneficial. Number three, choose carbs the way that God made them. Whole and unrefined carbs, these include whole grains and oats, brown or wild rice, quinoa, yams, and sweet potatoes. So choose carbs the way God made them. And what that's basically saying is, like, we have our man-made carbs, we have our God-made carbs. Carbs are not bad. They're just simply the source that you want to go to that makes them quote-unquote good or bad. I don't like to classify food as good or bad. I believe all food is good. We fuel the way we want to feel, or we feel the way we fuel. So just keep that in mind when you are fueling. Number four, add a small serving of good fats when you are making your plate. Try avocado slices, saute vegetables with olive oil, and sprinkle the rest of your plate with nuts or seeds. So adding that little good bit of fat is going to obviously help you get those nutrients that you need. Number five, use spices. Mix up flavors and prevent food boredom. So a lot of times if you're eating the same thing over and over and over again, which I tend to do that, I can get bored. So I found some really great spices my husband and I absolutely love. We love the stuff. Stubbs barbecue sauce too. So like that one has that's one of the ones that has the least amount of sugar in it. And you want to try to stay between 5 to 7 grams of sugar. Like that's the max of sugar added into things that you want to stay in between. Okay. So that's a good starting point there. 5 to 7 grams of sugar. If there's much more than that, it's typically not the best for you. So that's just a side note, but I love using Stubbs for like my chicken. Sometimes I use it with fish. Like it's just really good barbecue sauce. I love Stubbs. And then number six, avoid drinking your calories. Choose water instead of sugary drinks. Flavor with some lemon slice, lemon, apple, raspberries, cucumbers, mint, and basil. So if you're struggling with getting water in, try to flavor with some of those other natural things. So you can, the more you drink water, the better it will be. Like, I don't a lot of times drink hardly any, I mean, I drink caffeine, but like besides my caffeine, besides like, you know, my pre-workout or if I'm having coffee, my go-to is water. Like I don't drink pop. I don't drink tea. I drink a lot of freaking water. And the more you drink it, I've been someone that struggled with drinking water for the majority of my life. The more you drink it, the better you feel, the better your digestion is, the better your skin is. It just really helps you with your energy. A lot of times when we are hungry, we're actually dehydrated. So make sure you're always, you know, filling up on water. Like I'm not saying always have that instead of meals. But a lot of times when you are really, really hungry, it's actually, you know, confused with the fact that you are dehydrated. So fuel with water first and then get your foods and wholesome God-made nutrition after. Number seven, begin to view food as a gift from God. Look at your plate and thank Him. Choose to eat to honor Him in your body. Enjoy food from a grateful and grace-filled heart. A lot of times you look at food and we see guilt, perfectionism, condemnation. What if you started looking at your plate every single day, and every time you open, you know, your lunchbox at work, or you go out to dinner, or you are, you know, having a celebration, or you're doing something that has to do with food, you look at food and you thank Him. You look at food and you look at it as a way to honor Him in your body, enjoying food with a grateful heart and a grace-filled heart. Such a better way to look at food rather than guilt, perfectionism, and condemnation, right? So that is the majority of what I wanted to talk to you about today. I have just a couple more little tips here to add on to those seven. We typically eat the same things. Upgrade your current foods that you are, you know, eating a lot of the same things. Upgrade your foods by swapping man-made processed foods with God-made healthier options. We've already talked about that. Try using smaller plates if you feel like you're eating too much. When you're eating out, this is a good little tip. A lot of times restaurants are going to overfeed you and they're going to give way too much portions. So ask them to like pack up half of your food before they even bring it out. So when you're ordering it, say, hey, can you box up half of it? I've never thought about that before, but that's a freaking phenomenal tip, and I absolutely love that. Instead of stressing about finding the perfect macronutrient split, choose the highest quality God-made foods in proper serving. So if you are struggling with knowing, like, again, being obsessive about numbers or wanting to know the answer of, like, how much you should have here, how much you should have there, you know, what's the best for your body, just choose God-made foods. Choose God-made foods and have a portion, eye the portion, listen to your body, know when you are hungry, know when you are full. Like, we make it so much more complicated. So much more complicated. Don't worry about eating low-carb foods. Just choose God-made carbs in proper serving sizes and fuel your body for the activity before you. So obviously people who are doing marathons or training for triathlons, or they're doing high intensity workouts or CrossFit or doing something throughout their day, or maybe they have a very, very high demanding performance job and they're always laboring, like they're obviously going to want to fuel a little bit different than someone who has an office job and they're just sitting all day. So just make sure you keep those things in mind. A lot of times we can really forget about those very, very simple things. Try adding a new color to your plate each day. So if you are someone that struggles with eating vegetables or fruits, just try adding one new color to your plate. And a lot of times those colors are going to come from your fruits and vegetables, okay? And don't make it, again, so, so complicated. Choose those God-made foods. Fill up on fiber. Eat those God-made veggies. Avoid high-calorie, low-quality man-made foods and processed sugar, sodium, and saturated and trans fats. Sodium is one thing that I will say that a lot of people want to avoid sodium all the time, and sodium is actually very, very beneficial for our health if we're consuming it the right way. I drink electrolytes every single day, and they're extremely salty, and that salt is actually helping me stay hydrated because it's holding on to that water. And again, those of you that have, if you're having a heart disease or you're having heart failure, or you struggle with overload and, or, you know, maybe you have COPD, like stuff like that. If you struggle with being overloaded with fluids, they do tell you to decrease salt, but it also depends on the kind of salt that you are taking in. So just keep that in mind. Don't drink your calories, choose flat or sparkling water, or herbal teas. Sit down when you eat, set your phone aside, avoid any screens, TVs, computers. This is really hard, I know. And focus on the meal and the friends and the family with you. And just have that grace-filled, gratitude kind of heart when you are consuming food. And remember that we are honoring our body with the food that we are consuming. And lastly, this is a huge one, okay? This is what I'm going to end on. Remember, food guilt is from the enemy. And he is a liar. He's out to kill, steal, and destroy. He is a liar. Remember, food guilt is from the enemy. When we succumb to these feelings, the stress from them could cause more weight gain than the food you enjoyed. Okay? So when we succumb to these feelings, when we succumb to food guilt from the enemy, the stress from them could cause more weight gain than the food that you enjoyed. Okay, so we want to enjoy food. We want to have a grace-filled heart. We want to have a heart of gratitude. We don't want to have food guilt. We don't want to restrict. We don't have a mindset of restriction. We want to have a mindset of plentiful in God-made foods, plentiful in nourishing our body, plentiful in caring for our temple, and really like caring for it out of love, okay? Not out of guilt, not out of shame. Those things are from the enemy. Sister friend, if this spoke to you today, if this little segment of nutrition podcast were super beneficial to you and like something that you just really, really needed in your life, please make sure to share it to a friend. Make sure to share it to your stories on Instagram or on Facebook or wherever you are on social. Share it, tag me, let me know what you learned from this episode. I absolutely love hearing your testimonies. I get so many testimonies, it's almost make me tearful. I get so many testimonies in my inbox about women who have struggled with food for so long, and the enemy has such a chain on them when it comes to food, and it comes to shame, and it comes to guilt, and it comes to binging, and it comes to restriction, and it coming to hating their bodies. We have got to break these chains. We have got to break these chains as women of God, okay? That the enemy does not have a stronghold on us anymore when it comes to food and it comes to our body image. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in Christ, handcrafted, made in his image. The enemy doesn't get to have a stronghold on our food choices, y'all. He doesn't get to have a stronghold on us feeling just blah and ick and energyless, not having energy and not being motivated. And you will see such a difference when you start choosing God-made foods and you start fueling your temple in a way that's going to honor it, and it's going to be out of love and not out of shame and not out of guilt. We're going to conquer the enemy in this. And I want you to help me with that mission and with that passion by sharing this with a girlfriend, sharing this episode to your stories. We are no longer allowing him to have a stronghold on our nutrition choices. We are no longer allowing him to have a stronghold on our body image. We are no longer allowing the enemy to have a stronghold on this body that is Christ, on this temple that is Christ. It is not our own. It is his. And we are going to love it, and we are going to care for it, and we're going to nourish it. And we're going to enjoy food. We're not going to label food as good or bad anymore. We're going to label food as simply fuel. I love you so freaking much. And I just want you to see the way God sees you. I struggle with this too, sis. You are not alone in this. As always, let's get it. Let's go. Have a blessed week.